am I to disagree with the quarterback whisperer? He just won a freaking Super Bowl.
Thank you, Bill Curry Ford, for presenting all of Ira Kaufman's work at joebucksfan.com. Bill Curry Ford, 1 mile north of Raymond James Stadium. They're a Tampa tradition for 61 years, family-owned, and GM Sean Sullivan is ready to help every Buccaneers fan personally, phone, email, at the dealership, whatever it is. Find Sean at BillCurryFord.com, and that's where you start shopping right now. Check out the 2021 Bronco, their fantastic pre-owned selection, all the great offers at BillCurryFord.com. Ask for Sean Sullivan. Get that Ira Kaufman discount.
Light's got nothing else to pull. He's done. He's slippery. Arians told me at his house 3 weeks ago. Why? How? The fantasy came true, and I don't care if this starts a firestorm on Twitter.
Yeah. Buccaneers fans, 4 months from the regular season, and the Ira Kaufman podcast presses on. Episode 2 of this week with the sage of Tampa Bay sports, the Baron of Big Storm Beer, Mr. Bill Curry Ford, the King of Pasco County, Uncle Ira, the custodian of Canton, Ira Kaufman, the star of the show. I'm Steve Isbitz of JoeBucksFan.com. Lee DeKemper of Joe Bucks Fan is here. We got all kinds of things to talk about, all kinds of stuff, Ira. Very fired up, almost as fired up as I am for all the new offers right now, the May offers at BillCurryFord.com. You just have to get there. That's always your first place to start shopping, BillCurryFord.com. GM Sean Sullivan will always take care of you personally any way he can. And Ira, you take care of us personally here on this podcast. Before we get rolling into some of the transactions and some other things happening, how are you?
Call me curious. His bits, I've been called a lot of things. This week, you can call me curious. And before DeKemper jumps in and says, curious, what the hell does that mean, Kaufman? We're less than a week away from the schedule, gentlemen. You know, Buck fans, they're dying to know what the opening game is. They know the Bucks are going to be involved. They assume the Bucks will be home. Lee, I'm not certain the Bucks will be home because by far the most intriguing game, we all know it, is Brady and Belichick. I mean, you can't get around that. And I believe that's going to be a road game for the Bucks. And Lee, would they do it to the Bucks again, just like they did to the 2003 Bucks? Make them open up on the road. Repeated the NFC title game. We know how that one turned out. Pretty darn good for Buck fans. Season didn't turn out good, but that game was fantastic. The Bucks looked even better than 2002. People were looking for a 14-2 season. Didn't happen. So, Lee, within a week, we'll know, you know, the date of the Saints game. We're interested in the Saints game. A lot of Buck fans like that game, and we'll know about the opener. There's never a dull moment in the NFL season, Lee. There is no offseason.
Thank goodness. Someone puts a gun to my head, I would say there's probably a 60% chance the Bucks open on the road. And Steve very astutely got this in my head a few weeks ago. We talked about this. And it's not so much getting at the Bucks or screw the fans or anything like that. I'm looking at it from a business standpoint, a network standpoint. You know, that's prime hurricane season. If the Bucks open at home on a Thursday night, there's no flexibility. It's either the Bucks or nothing. The networks, I guess it would be NBC, they're putting tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars into that game. And all of a sudden, you take it off the primetime schedule. That's a major, major issue for the networks. Take a playoff game and all of a sudden wipe out a playoff game, a primetime playoff game. That's the equivalent of it. It's the kickoff of the season. It's a huge buildup for the network. The network actually builds its primetime schedule around that game. I mean, it would just be a disaster from a network point of view and from a league point of view. It would not shock me at all that that game is a road game. They don't want that game to be any postponement because the financial hit would be massive.
Here we are. It's not even Mother's Day, Stevie, and you're already thinking about hurricanes in September. Well, what the hell's going on, Isbitz?
Hey, I only said it once, Ira. I only said it once.
But it makes so much sense.
No, it makes sense just because opening night, I think the NFL may leave it up to the network, right? So we're assuming it's NBC. They may just say, look, it's up to you guys. If you want it to be on the road, we'll put it on the road. But we want it in at home. we'll give you this and this at home. We'll be flexible with you. If you have to change the game and make it Saturday night, we'll do a Saturday night game, but we'll leave it up to you. And so I think there's a reasonable chance. Hopefully they gamble and try to do it at home. I think one thing that could change the game a little bit is that the NFL is already used to playing games without fans. And if there was some sort of evacuation thing going on where they didn't want fans in the stands, it wouldn't look as weird to anybody because we're already used to that. I think that might be a little bit of an X factor, but I wouldn't shock me if they were in New England for opening night, which would, of course, be a wild scene, Ira.
And guys, I think it's worth mentioning that I believe starting with next season, 2022, the Thursday night games, Lee, will be on Amazon Prime. Am I correct, Mr. DeKemper?
Right. Yeah, that's right. You know, whatever teams are involved, the NFL will make sure that there will always be a local broadcast over the air of a game.
Ira, the Bucks have been filling up the roster, Sage, filling up the roster. And, of course, you can fill up your garage. Right now, Ira, up to 50% off. There's a clearance sale at Bill Curry Ford on used vehicles, and many of them come with a lifetime warranty nationwide, new and pre-owned at Bill Curry Ford, BillCurryFord.com. Sage, they got two new players. And what's interesting here is, yes, these are guys hanging around on the street free agents, and the Bucks are trying to get to their 90-man roster, although Jason Light said, well, this year's a little different and you may not need the 90-man. But first up, Ira, is a linebacker. Joseph Jones, 4 years with the Broncos, primarily on special teams, and he led them in special teams tackles from 2017 to 2020. And here he comes, trying to make the Bucks. Decent player. I find it a little bit interesting because Shaq Barrett, during his days in Denver, was a special teams ace. If you go look back at his history, Shaq blocking kicks and known for stuff on special teams. So I think maybe this guy comes with a little bit of an endorsement from Shaq. There's no way they didn't ask him. And either way, it continues the mode of bolster the special teams this offseason. What do you think?
Well, I think you're exactly right, Lee. I just can't get over a franchise that's been crying desperately to upgrade their starting players. Pressing needs doesn't even say it over the last 12 years before last season. That doesn't even come close to describe how far the Bucks were away from a contending football team. They needed a quarterback, for goodness sakes. They needed help on both lines. They needed help everywhere. And Mr. DeKemper, here we are in the summer of 2021, and it's all about special teams. I mean, that is a beautiful thing for our listeners, for our readers. They can't believe it. When your total focus is on special teams and a backup quarterback, that means you've arrived. You got rings on your fingers. You got 22 starters back. Let's not throw this guy's name in there with Shaq Barrett. Let's remember, Lee, even in Denver, and of course, shame on the Broncos for not knowing what they had with Shaq Barrett, and they're paying a horrible price for that. The guy was, in the words of Arians, loves to use this word, and I think it's a great word, with Barrett. He's slippery. And that is a great description. You know, he's got that bend going around the corner where he makes himself, so low to the ground. He's really, really tough for those tackles to get down there and block him. And we don't know anything about this guy as a pass rusher, but we know he's good on special teams. Joe Tryon, he's going to help on special teams. Wilcox, if he makes the team, Lee, zero picks in college. Special teams. Stewart, special teams. I mean, that's all that was on Light's mind. And, you know, like, hey, who's going to make an impact on this team? Barden, special teams. Lee, it says all you need to know about where the Bucks are. Other teams scrambling for a quarterback. 15 months ago, if this Aaron Rodgers fiasco would have been happening, the Bucks would have been one of the top teams being mentioned in the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes. Oh, the Bucks better move up and make a hell of an offer to the Packers, and they got to get Aaron Rodgers. Well, those days are over. Nobody talking about the Bucks and Aaron Rodgers. Don't need them. The Bucks are in a totally different place. And you know where they are, Lee? Special teams.
And just by the way, I wasn't one of the people screaming they need a quarterback. But hey, they upgraded to the great. You can't complain. Looking back 15 months ago, as you said, obviously Light and Arians have been uber aggressive in building up the roster. A lot of fans were saying, well, where was this before? Now, that's not to say Light wasn't aggressive in the past. Of course, he got burned in the past when he was aggressive, you know, when he brought the Redskins guys in, and that just blew up the locker room. How much of all of this going out, you know, it's a Hail Mary to get the greatest of all time, and that prayer was answered, then going out and getting Gronkowski, then going out and getting Antonio Brown, and we can go on and on and on, retaining Sue, et cetera, et cetera. Where we were, where the Bucks were 15 months ago, how much of this was backs against the wall career preservation? Pioli, can't remember his first name off the top of my head, Scott Pioli was on Good Morning America not too long ago, and he said, yeah, I talked to Jason Light before last season. He was in a little bit of trouble. That's a direct quote. Well, we know that a little bit of trouble means his ass was on the line. We all know that the Glazer family, unless that coach has won a Super Bowl for them, has never retained a coach who had two losing seasons back-to-back. Bruce Arians was staring at a losing season two in a row. How much of this glorious, glorious, beautiful, aggressive shoot for the moon, and it resulted in a Super Bowl, thank goodness. How much of this, looking back 15 months ago, especially when we hear Aaron Rodgers hollering, look what the Bucks do for Rodgers, how much of this was career preservation for Light and Arians, and how things have changed? Now we're talking about Arians might be on the cusp of a Hall of Fame career.
Lee, you've said it before. It's worth repeating, Steve. I don't know if you'd agree, but the renaissance, the resurrection of this forlorn franchise is not 95% credited to one guy, and it ain't Jason Light, and it ain't Bruce Arians. It's Tom Brady. Brady had options. Arians told me at his house 3 weeks ago that when he first brought up Brady's name behind door number two, and he's the guy that he would ask for if he could ask for one guy, he told me he thought it was a pipe dream at that point. He didn't know that it was feasible. He just threw it out there as a fantasy. The fantasy came true. They talked Brady into coming. The rest is history. Steve, the rest doesn't happen, not by a long shot, if it's not Brady. It doesn't happen with Philip Rivers, Steve. Gronkowski doesn't show up. Fournette doesn't show up. The Brady effect, there's no Rivers effect on everybody on the defense. Lift the play of everybody. And, Steve, most importantly, let's be honest, that first year with Bruce Arians, 7-9, that did not help Jason Light's resume. It didn't help. He brought in Bruce Arians, and it didn't help. So going into 2020, yeah, Light was on a short leash. He was in a lot of trouble. That would have been, what was that, three straight losing seasons, Steve, at that point?
And coach.
He was in a lot of trouble. So you can't over – it's Brady. It's Brady, and it's Brady, Steve.
I got to disagree with you, Ira. Come on, man. 95% Brady, I don't buy it. I can't put that high of a percentage on it because he's still just one guy. And I understand the Brady effect, and everybody loves Tom Brady, including myself. But 95%, I can't go that high. I'll put two-thirds Brady. I'll go that far. I mean, Arian set an excellent foundation with a lot of things. And, you know, you keep raving about the coaching staff over and over again, Ira. If that's real, Brady didn't hire any of those guys. And if you really believe it's 90-95% Brady, then I hope you never vote Arians into the Hall of Fame, because if it's 90-95% Brady, then he could have done this with Dirk Cutter. I can't go there that far. But I will say that I agree completely that Arians and Light were on the hot seat going into 2020, because that's the NFL. You can't come in here and lose anywhere, period. And the Bucks had, obviously, as we know now, verifiable, and we knew it then, plenty of talent. You know, not the most talent in the league, but certainly a lot of talent. So I have to say that, but I think it starts with something you brought up many, many times, Ira, your sage wisdom, something it delivered over and over again that you always reminded everybody is that you're going in here with a 67-year-old head coach. That starts the foundation of win now, win in a hurry, do everything we can do. This guy's coming off health problems that got him to retire. We like his mind. We like what he's doing. We're all in immediately. And that's what they did. They tried with Jameis, didn't work. And, you know, nobody can say that it did. It just didn't work, period, from a variety of ways. So they set out to replace that guy because that was a wild card. And they did it. So kudos to them. But I'm only going two-thirds max, Ira.
I guess what I'm saying is if it had been Phillip Rivers, I don't think it's crazy to think they could have won 9, maybe even 10 games because, you know, they blew a lot of games in 2019. They did. And Arians felt they underachieved to a tremendous degree, and he's right to a degree, you know, with all those turnovers. But, Lee, there's no way to go it all the way with Phillip Rivers. That's not happening. That's just not happening.
I don't think so. You're sort of right, Ira. I don't think they win the Super Bowl. They may not beat the Packers. Hell, they may not even beat the Saints. I'm a little surprised. You're poo-pooing Rivers. And when you go on Russo's show on Mad Dog Radio, you guys act like the guy's freaking Roger Staubach. I mean, it's like, but Rivers, remember, Rivers did take the Colts to the playoffs, and they were out of the playoffs before he got there. So I'm not poo-pooing Rivers, and I'm a little surprised you're poo-pooing Rivers here. They're probably a playoff team with Rivers. I don't know if they beat the Saints or the Packers, much less the Chiefs.
You know, Steve, I understand your point. They call it the ultimate team sport, and here I am saying 95% goes down to one guy under center. Steve, I understand that, but you also have to grant me that there's never been anybody like number 12, and there may never be again. So we're dealing with a very unique player, a Michael Jordan, a Tiger Woods. The difference with Tiger Woods is he's in an individual sport, and Brady lifts the play of everybody around him. That's documented. For example, Steve, I think you'd agree.
Ira, can I say why I'm upset with you? You never mentioned Serena Williams in that conversation. Isn't she more impressive than Tiger Woods? Shame on you.
Now, wait a minute. Don't get me in a conversation about Serena Williams because, and Lee, you got to back me up on this, Kemper.
I don't watch tennis, so I can't help you.
A couple of years ago, you know what? I'm glad you mentioned this, Steve, because I'm going to say it out there, and I don't care if this starts a firestorm on Twitter, but, you know, why did John McEnroe, how in the world did John McEnroe get himself in so-called hot water by saying that Serena Williams basically couldn't beat the top 100 or 200 male players when that's a fact that Serena Williams herself acknowledged a few years ago? And all of a sudden, McEnroe says it, and people are up in arms how he disrespects Serena Williams because he said she's the greatest women's player of all time. And then the host said, well, why don't you call her the greatest player of all time? And then he said she couldn't beat the top 200. Well, what is wrong with that, Isbitz? What kind of society are we in that McEnroe gets excoriated and is asked, you know, to apologize for stating a fact? I don't understand.
All right, let me pull this back to what we were talking about. Rant is over. Sage has spoken. The defense of John McEnroe is in the books for all to understand. But
thank goodness Ira doesn't believe in the cancel culture.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. You know, facts are facts, Lee. Facts are facts. That's it.
So, yes, Brady, obviously, incredibly transformative. I'm giving you that. That's why I'm even saying it's two-thirds Brady. You know, I just can't go as far as you do, but I agree with you. Transformative. But, you know, to address Lee's broader point about the hot seat, right? That's what he brought up. And, you know, it's just looking back. But it's interesting when you think about the construction of the team, which is still going forward. You know, the fine-tuning and the attitude change was there. Arians told us, and this is, I'm going back to some more sage wisdom, because I think you even asked him, Ira, at the time. Arians told the media very clearly that he believed the 2019 Bucks had more talent than his 2013 Cardinals when he took over there. And I'm sure he told the Glazers the exact same thing. And those Cardinals won 10 games. His Bucks won 7 games. And when you start telling the whole world that you've got all the talent in the world and you don't produce, then of course you've put yourself literally on the hot seat. So it was that kind of situation, I think.
Absolutely. Guys, here are the dynamics, and I think it's hard to argue against this. Light saved his job by getting Arians in the building. Light saved his job.
I don't think that's a stretch at all,
That's right. That's not a stretch. So, Lee, if Arians goes 7-9 and 8-8, Light's got nothing else to pull. He's done. I think he spent his bits like you are on most days. He's spent.
Well, look, Ira, here's the thing now. Now we're in the exact opposite situation because Jason Light, I think no matter what happens this year, he's not going to get fired next year at this time. So it's the reverse kind of thing. A Super Bowl buys you credit. You deserve it, and you earned it, and you proved it, and all that stuff. So we're sort of in reverse, and that goes back to your special teams rant, because the team is so damn special that they're only focusing on special teams, and they continue to go all in on special teams. All right, Ira, special teams. Your ultimate special team is at Florida's Elite Restoration. That is Josh and his crew. Number one disaster company, restoration company in the Tampa Bay area. If you have a flood, if you smell mold, if you have a fire, this is who you make your first phone call to. Before you call your insurance company, Florida's Elite Restoration is there for you 24/7. They'll give you a free assessment. They'll help make sure you don't get ripped off by your insurance company if that's what you need. This is what they specialize in. This is where you feel comfortable, Ira, in a difficult, difficult situation.
You know, some minor things happen in your home, you can put it off, Steve. You can't put off water damage. You just can't. With the mold that ensues, you got to jump on it early. Call Florida's Elite Restoration. They'll give you an honest assessment. Call them, and call them before you call your insurance company. Florida's Elite Restoration.
Florida'sElitereStoration.com. Ira's got it in his phone, and he doesn't have too much in there, you know, Dunkin' Donuts directions, things like that. This is important stuff. I want to bring up one thing, Ira, that I think is just so bizarre. The more that I think about it, I don't even understand it. Maybe it's part of the Brady effect. Maybe it's not. I just don't really know. Maybe it's just a kid who made a mistake, or maybe he made a smart move. But Ryan Succop turns 35 in September. Bucks are paying him top dollar this year. He deserved it. He solved the riddle of the Bucks kicker circus. It's over. Thank you. But among the undrafted free agents they signed, Ira, is the guy who won the award for the best kicker in college football. And here he is signing with the Buccaneers. And his name is Jose Borregales. What is he doing here? Why would he sign with a team that is paying its kicker $5 million, their Super Bowl kicker, who they have all the faith in the world in? He didn't have anywhere to go to compete for a job, but he chooses the Bucks. It's very strange. I wonder what they promised him. Maybe Succop plans to rest his leg for a while. Maybe he's got a little minor hip issue they're worried about. I don't know, but it seems a little odd. Do you guys have any thoughts there?
It's interesting, Steve, but I think Lee will back me up on this. There's no way in the world, barring injury, that Ryan Succop is not kicking for the Bucks in game one of 2021. You know, Arians finally's got his guy. Light's got his guy that they have faith in. And Succop's got the job. And you know why? What tells you that? Look at his contract. They got every confidence in the world in Succop. Why not? He never misses inside the 40. You're not going to count on him from 60. But that's okay. Arians knows that. It is curious, Lee, but he's not taking Succop's job. Not a chance.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ira. Unless he's... And there's some underlying issue that no one's talking about. There shouldn't be a chance. You finally got this kicker position. I mean, was there anything more? I mean, it was like something out of a Three Stooges flick, the kicking game, for years with this team. For years. And he finally, you know, it resulted in a Super Bowl. I don't think we could argue that. Finally fixed itself. You know, you want to give Light credit, want to give Arians credit. I don't care whose credit you give. It was finally resolved after how many general managers and how many coaches. Why fool with something that's not broken?
Sage, do you think there's any chance? Again, I'm just very suspicious of why this kicker, who probably has an agent, why he would come to to Tampa. Do you think there's any chance, and I think back to the J.R. Sweezy situation where they signed this guy in free agency, and then all of a sudden he's got a mysterious back injury, that maybe Suckup, right before the draft, called them up and say, hey, you know, my hip's a little inflamed, not going to be able to kick until June. I just wanted to do the right thing, let you guys know. You know, something like that. Something smells here, Ira. I don't know. It just doesn't fit why this guy isn't on another roster where there's an open kicking competition.
It's possible. You know, your instincts, Steve, have been proven over the years to be pretty damn accurate. And, you know, your antenna's up here. You know, there could be something going on with Suckup, but if healthy, he certainly got the job. It's not like he's got anything to prove at this point, Suckup. You know, most amazingly, Lee, most amazingly, Suckup doesn't seem to have any trouble kicking into the south end zone. How do you like that, DeKemper?
Yeah, I know. Shocking, like, isn't it? Shocking.
It's a miracle, Ira. It's a miracle. Now, we got some more cool things to talk about, but I wanted to mention one miracle thing, which, of course, is your diet, and you'll fill us up to speed on that. But one thing, Ira, that might not be so bad on your diet is Bay Beer from Big Storm Beer. I know it's a new favorite of yours. It's on the lighter side, 4% alcohol by volume. Big Storm Beer is Florida's best craft beer. And fans can check out all the beers at bigstormbrewery.com. New location coming in Ebor. Brand new one open at Amway Center, open to the public 24 or 7 days a week at Amway Center in Orlando. Big Storm flagship in Clearwater. Gorgeous outdoor seating, live music Friday and Saturday night. And location in Odessa, Ira, which is cool on its own. Indoor seating only. Fantastic menu. Big Storm Brewery, they're taking over everywhere, Ira. I take all the credit that you have told everyone that Big Storm is what to drink, and they're exploding. They've got their kiosk inside Bill Curry Ford, so when you shop for a vehicle, you can stuff your face with a fantastic sandwich or a great coffee. Big Storm has its own coffee. BigStormBrewery.com. Check it out. Find the one near you. Find the beer near you. Just punch in your zip code, and it'll tell you where the best establishments are that sell their great four packs, their new throwback eight pack. It's just fantastic. So, Sage, let me throw this to you. Blaine Gabbert has re-signed. Now, I know this is a sore subject with you. If you want to tell us about your diet, you can tell us about the diet first. But I just wanted to get that out there before you got upset.
Wait a minute, Steve. Wait a minute. I thought I could get through this podcast without you getting me upset. And here it is, 30 minutes in, Lee, and I got to deal with the monster in the room over there. Fuck. Who am I to disagree with the quarterback whisperer? He just won a freaking Super Bowl. He's won two Coach of the Year awards. He might be a Super Bowl away from a gold jacket, which will have to be a 50 large, DeKemper. But Lee, for the life of me, I don't understand this infatuation. A love affair with Blaine Gabbert. It's well documented on this podcast, my feelings. I think they can do better. But, Lee, I guess you got to file this, you know, for most Buck fans under the category of, something happens to Brady, they're done anyway. What the hell do you care, Ira? It's irrelevant. Well, Lee, I'm more fixated on Brady missing three or four games. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Not missing 3 months. And he misses four games. I don't want to go 1-3. I want to at least split those four games. You know, who's out there? Well, I just think you could do better than Blaine Gabbert. But, you know, I've heard Arians talk about it. Lee, you have too. He knows the offense. Here he's back again. And I'll just say it. Let's hope. Let's hope we don't see him when the bullets fly.
I agree with you in principle, Ira, but I always side with one of my core beliefs, which enrages Steve. And I'm not saying Steve's wrong, but it's just my core belief. Brady goes down his team screwed. Yeah, I get it. Nick Foles, Jeff Hostetler, I get it. But you know, when Brady goes down, you know, the season's over. Draft season begins. That's just the way I am. It's in my DNA. So I can't lose sleep over the backup quarterback. Yeah, there probably are backups that are better quarterbacks than Gabbert. Arians is comfortable with him. Arians has a street cred. Arians has a ring. Arians is the best coach the Bucks have ever had. I side with Arians. Maybe reluctantly, but I give him the benefit of the doubt.
Gabbert, I don't know if we could make an argument for someone else, but Gabbert is probably the best quarterback available who knows the offense. So, I mean, that's got to be worth something, right?
That's critical. That's what Arians even brings that up.
As far as what Lee's talking about, I agree with you, Ira. I mean, as far as not thinking about being done for the season, thinking about being done for, he misses three games with some back spasms, and they're going to hold him out three games, and then he's got the bye week, and Brady will be back, something like that. You want the better guy, that one game. Even if you go 1-2 versus 0-3, 1-2 can be the difference of home field advantage in the playoffs kind of thing. So it's critical. It's certainly critical, but they have so much firepower. The team is so complete otherwise that I think I'm not as worried about the backup quarterback. But here's what's interesting, Ira. Gabbert's getting $2 million and has got some incentives. And that's basically double what he earned last year. And it feels like Gabbert was sort of holding out on the Bucks, you know, for more money. And it looks like he got it. Did they really have to pay Gabbert that much? Or it gives me a feeling, given how tight the Bucks are on the cap, that the Bucks really don't expect all their draft picks to make the roster. That's just my gut read on the situation, because when you go out and sign a couple of veteran free agents on top of it, like they just did, I didn't mention the other guy, but he's Raven. I forgot his last name.
Molt Green.
Yeah. Raven Green, the experienced Packers safety. Ira, this guy played well last year, got hurt in December, was there 4 years and, played in 20 games, has made his share of plays. They just got him. It sort of tells me that, it's even more impossible for these rookies to make the roster.
I don't know whether to cry about this Gabbert financial situation, Lee. What the hell did he do in 2020 to get a raise? I mean, come on now. Lee, Ryan Suckup, who made relatively little money in 2020, and he was coming off an injury, Lee. It's understood. He had no leverage, and he performs well, and he's rewarded. Blaine Gabbert, yep. Steve used the word holdout and Blaine Gabbert in the same sense. DeKeffert doesn't get any more crazy than that. Did anybody else try to make a move on Blaine Gabbert? You know, did the Vikings swoop in and try to, you know, grab away from Arians' clutches? We want Blaine Gabbert, and the guy ends up with more money than he did. This financial stuff's crazy, but I think it shows. I think it shows the clout that Arians has in this organization, because I don't think Blaine Gabbert's here without Bruce Arians, and Arians takes care of his guys, whether you like it or not. He takes care of his guys.
You're going to have indigestion, I think, Ira. All this Gabbert talk.
but seriously, Lee, think about this. Last year, I was just looking it up as we were talking. Last year, Gabbert earned $1.2 million. Now he's going to make $2 million plus incentives. And you signed him after the draft, after you drafted a quarterback. So that screams holdout. That screams that Gabbert somehow dug in, Ira, as funny as that sentence sounds, that he said, look, I deserve more. He said, I deserve more money. I deserve a raise. I know I'm worth $2 million to some team out there, and I'll wait till somebody gets injured in training camp and somebody will call me. Yeah. Principal's principal, Bruce. I've made a ton of money. I was a first round draft pick. I'm standing on principle here.
Let me give you the Kemper. Let me give you the equivalent here in journalism terms. The Sage does not write a single column in 2020. He does not file a single podcast in 2020. And the Sage comes up to Messrs. Hizbitz and DeKemper and says, I want a 70% raise. That's what's going on over here, Lee. I can't figure it out. It's unbelievable, Lee. It's unbelievable.
Steve mentioned this guy, Melrose Larry Green. Of course, old school Sturm fans warmly remember Melrose Larry Green. This Melrose Larry Green Bucks sign, Raven, actually, but... Bob McGinn wrote something on Twitter yesterday. This is just a very sliver of an example, Ira, while I'm on Twitter all the time. Bob McGinn, former Packers beat writer, decades. He's one of the best X's and O's guys out there. he wrote about, just mentioned on Twitter about Melrose Larry Green. And he said that when he did play in sub packages as a linebacker, he's listed as a safety, but with the Packers, he played sub packages as a linebacker. So he's pretty good. However, he couldn't stay on the field. You know, the old Bill Parcells line, your best ability is your availability. And in 3 years with this with the Packers, this guy, Melrose Larry Green, played in a grand total of 20 games in 3 years. That's less than 7 games a year. That's less than half a season.
If he makes the team, Steve, here we go again. Special teams, special teams.
Yep.
Because I'll tell you what, as far as the safety position, we know the two starters. And, you know, Whitehead's getting better. He's getting better in coverage. We know he can hit. We know about Winfield. But I'll say this. You know, talking to Nick Rapone, safeties coach, they like Mike Edwards. Yeah. And Mike Edwards made some plays in 2020. Yeah. You know, he couldn't tackle anybody as a rookie, and that's why he couldn't get on the field. He took terrible angles. But the guy's got talent. And he's got a little bit of a nose for the football in the air. Whitehead's not great with his ball skills. You might see more and more of Edwards this fall. So I think if this guy sticks from Green Bay, I think it's going to be hard for him to get on the field. And, Lee, you know, when you mentioned linebacker and you mentioned safety, Lee, you know the word that comes to mind? Hybrid. And you know the word that comes to mind? Deion Buchanan. I'm tired of these hybrids. And so he can play this, he can do this, he can do that. You know what that means, Steve? He can't do any one thing very well. That's what it means.
The money backer, your favorite, the money backer, Deion Buchanan.
Deion Buchanan.
All right, Ira, now I have to tell a classic Ira story since you just gave that analogy of Blaine Gabbert looking for a raise. This is just such a classic, okay? So I'm going to flash us back to March of 2020. Pandemic is in full swing. The world is shutting down. Nobody knows what's next. Chaos is ensuing. And Tom Brady signs with the Bucks. Okay, that's an upside. Hopefully there's a football season. And a week later, the world is shut down. Ira Kaufman himself picks up the phone and says, hey, Isbitz, the Bucks signed Tom Brady. I was thinking about it. It might be a raise in there for the Sage. Site's going to get more popular. True story.
You can't knock a man for trying, Isbitz.
True story. There may not be any football. There may not be any world as we know it. Sage wants a few extra bucks. Guy got to get some pizza.
My wife needs a new pair of shoes, DeKemper. You know how that goes.
So classic.
No,
classic
I don't.
Story.
I'm not married.
I'll say this on the new safety, Raven Green. I'll say this, and because it's always worth looking at the numbers, and you make a great point about Mike Edwards, his ball skills, and getting some more action. Andrew Adams, maybe he's the guy that this Raven replaces, but yeah. Adams only had 23 snaps last year on defense, 23 in 16 games. Wow. So that's just one snap a game, and there's not a lot of room to break in here. So if he can play special teams, you know, again, this puts a lot of pressure on the rookies with them signing these extra guys, and I like it. And one thing Devin White said, Ira, I brought this up in a post the other day. White was interviewed on Buccaneers.com right before the draft, and he said that Arians tells everybody on the team and tells the rookies, I didn't draft anybody to sit around and wait. You're here to play, and we expect you to get after it, and we'll help you and bring you along, but you're not here to sit and wait. And White talked about the intense pressure on rookies within Arians' regime, but he also said that his best buddy, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, went to the Chiefs and realized, wow, the pressure within the organization to repeat and to that every day is an extreme level of accountability, that he said that's really rough for a rookie, he assumes, based on what he heard from Edwards-Helaire. And he said, you know, White said himself, anything less than a Super Bowl for the Bucks is garbage this year. You know, those rookies are going to be feeling so much pressure. It's a tough spot for them, White said.
It is a tough spot, but here's their saving grace. And Arians is very firm on this, and he's not changing. his attitude. Maybe the biggest reason that he asked the Glazers to accommodate him for the largest coaching staff in the league, Lee, and this is the way he sold it to the Glazers, and he was successful in doing so, is I want dual practices going on during OTAs, training camp. We're going to put our young players here, the unproven guys over here. We're going to put our vets over here. And these young guys are going to get a lot more snaps than they're used to, and that the 31 other teams afford them in these situations, because I want these guys developed, and I want them developed as quickly as possible. And, you know, at least for last year, which was a crazy year, we'll see what happens this summer.
Yeah, it was crazy. The Bucks won the Super Bowl. That's not crazy.
It was crazy, but, you know, we saw the development. I think it's a smart thing. Not every club's going to have this bigger coaching staff, but Arians is very, very much focused on developing young players. And when they come to Tampa Bay under Bruce Arians, I think they're going to get every shot to make their mark.
There's really nothing I can argue with about what Arians did. Proof is in the pudding. Guys got developed. They won a Super Bowl. What more do you need to say?
Very well said, Lee. And you know what, Ira? We're getting the hell out of here on this podcast right on that. So what do you think of that there, Ira? Grace the good people of Tampa, Sage, with your wisdom. I'll even give you a minute to think while I remind everybody that their first phone call when they have a disaster in their home of any kind is Florida's Elite Restoration. Florida'sElitereStoration.com is the website. Got to call them. Licensed mold remediation specialists. They will give you a free assessment of any issue in your home. Drink Big Storm beer whenever you enjoy beer. The weather is heating up in a big way. And, of course, Bill Curry Ford. That's your place to go this weekend. You know you're going car shopping. You're looking for a truck, whatever it might be. You want to get your kid a graduation present. Put them in a car for the summer. Pre-owned is there. BillCurryFord.com. General Manager Sean Sullivan is there to help you and assist you personally with the process to make it inexpensive, give you a discount, and make sure that you're getting exactly what you need. And that's what he does. Ira?
I'm going to end with this. The word of the day is depth. Depth. And the Bucks have it. The Bucks have it. Look, you needed depth in a 16-game season. You're certainly going to need it in a 17-game season. I mean, guys, look at it. Look at the backfield. Jones, you got Fournette. Now you got Bernard. And who says Vaughn isn't any good? We don't know that. He showed some flashes. We know about receiver. Tight end. You know, O.J. Howard's your third tight end. Suppose he's back and has a good season. Oh, my Lord. Stinney is a nice fill-in in the interior of the line. They have depth. It's unbelievable. Minter can step in if something happens to David for a month. He can step in. The third corner is Jamel Dean. Not bad. Not bad. The third safety, Mike Edwards. Not bad. Not bad. This team has great starters and very good depth. This looks like the best team in football.